Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Yisrael cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, I will hear what Yah speaks unto Yisrael. Shalom. Yah Barak, you may be seated. Hallelujah. For I delight in the Torah of Yah. That is the revelation of Yahshua, the power of this revealed truth of Yahweh. Being real in me, I delight in that in the inward parts. May the blessings, the Esha of Yah, rest upon Yisrael here and scattered throughout the nations of the world. May His pure knowledge be revealed unto us, that we may understand the purpose and the plan of Yahweh that is revealed in His living truth. Yahshua is the living truth of Almighty Yahweh. He is the power of Torah revealed unto man, the dynamics of Torah, the importance and the life that is revealed in Torah. If it is not so, then he is a false charlatan, and every word that he spoke was superficial. It did not proceed from the bosom of the Abba, but it proceeded from this false disillusion of a man that had no authority of the diction of the dictates of the Torah. We must search Scripture and see if Scripture, the Ketu, the Tetvay, adds up to what the Novi spoke, what Yahshua spoke, and what we convey unto one another today. We shall see whether Scripture is accurate, whether it is truthful, whether Yahshua is a false charlatan full of deception. And the only place we can find the reality of that truth, we must be done in Torah. What has been revealed by the mouths of the Nobi of Yah, that we may understand what Yah commands unto Yisrael. We ask the question, or we do not ask the question. It is one thing that we know for sure that Yahshua was perfect. Was he not perfect? Was he complete? Now we know that as far as our flesh, it dwelleth no tough thing at all. Now that must be a contradictory, or either he was less perfected, or he was completely perfect. How do we justify that? What do we base that upon? Do we base it upon because he says, or we say he did not sin? It must be a clarification in Scripture. We are a people, I say this to us Israel, we are a people that's very easily to be duped. And in all of our years of Christianity, we heard that. It was spoken by men like me. You heard it by others. And Yahshua was perfect. There's only one way he can be perfect. And he could have been perfect. There's only one way. Only one way. Only one. And Scripture must identify the character of one that is perfect. It says, David says in Tehillim, Psalm, in the book of Psalms, Tehillim 19. It says in verse 1 that the heavens, Hoshemaim, declare the Kabul, the honor of Yah. And the fragment shows his handiworks. So Hashemayim, the heavens, the sun, the stars, the moon, they declare the power of the honor of Omariah. For they shine with the brightness of excellence, whereby the natural eye on the sun, it cannot even look upon it for a certain period of time. And so are we when we are foul and unclean, we cannot look unto him. That's why many times we cannot look unto him, but because of our corruption, we have not identified the sin of our love that have separated us from Yah. Any time there's a separation or a sense of separation between you and Yah, it is sin that has separated you from Almighty Yahweh. So the Hashemayams declare the power of his kabut, the excellence of his might, and the splendor of his beauty. Well, how was that declared? By the word of his mouth. The heavens were declared by the word of his mouth. Yeshua is the word, the Torah of Yah made flesh. And he, if he is not the Torah of Yah made flesh, he is not perfect. He did not work in the perfect, he did not operate in the perfect statutes of Almighty Yah. In order for him to be perfected or be the perfect one, he must be the word of the Torah word living among men. It has to be. If it's not so, then the word of Yah is a lie. It says in the 7th verse of the same chapter, it says that the Torah of the Most High Yahweh is what? Is perfect. Yeshua is the word of Yah made what? Flesh. So the Torah of Yah is perfect. And he was perfect. He was the perfection of the Torah of Yah. He is the word of Yah made flesh. He dwelt in the bosom and the lap of Yah. Hallelujah. You cannot judge the word of Yah on a prism that is broken, or it must be filtered through a mind that is not the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach. So he was perfect, was he not? He was perfect. He was the perfect gift that came from above. Because every perfect gift comes from above. So it has to come from Yahweh, does it not? So the Torah of Yahweh, it did not say the Torah of Moshe. It did not say the Torah of man. It says the Torah of Yah is perfect. Converting the nefesh, the soul. Did not Yeshua come to convert the souls? Did he not convert the heart of man? And that is what the living Torah does. It converts us and changes us from a man with a stony love to one that has one of flesh that is pliable by the Torah of Almighty Yah. For the Torah of Yah is perfect. That's why Yeshua is perfect. He is the Torah, the word of Yah, made flesh, converting the souls. The testimony of Yah is sure, making the wise simple. For we have a sure foundation. Yeshua is the sure foundation, the cornerstone of Torah, because it is the Mishra, the government of Almighty Yahweh. It is what governs him. Is Yahweh perfect? Is the Most High perfect? It is what was in his bosom that governs him. And if it governs Yahweh, then it converts us from a man or a woman that's full of iniquitous ways and sinful practices, that we will walk in the power of the testimony of Almighty Yahweh. Did not the testimony that Yeshua delivered unto us of the Abba, has it not caused us to be converted, our minds to be altered, and our desires to be changed? Well, certainly it has. And that is what the testimony of Yah does. For when he opened up the Red Sea for Israel to walk through dry shod, the Hittites, the Philistines, the Amorites, they all heard of the mighty power of this wonder that they call Yah had done for them. Even our testimonies one unto another, if we perceive them in the light of Yeshua, they will be a great blessing to one another. If it's a true testimony of Yah, it testifies of the might and the power of Yah. I'm not talking about this frivolity and this foolishness that they have in these damnable whorehouses that exalts flesh. I'm talking about exalting the living Torah of Yah. There is no perfection without a living Torah. And the Torah was made flesh. The word of Yah was made flesh. And the Torah of Yah is perfect. There are no flaws in that. No flaws in Yeshua. That's why he could declare that I am the Derek. I am the way of the Torah. I am the light of the Torah. I am the Emat. I am the truth of the Torah. I am the Emuna, the faith of the Torah. I am the Hayah of the Torah. He is the word of Yah. He is the living word of Yahweh. And the word of Yah lives. It lives in Israel. It must be in Israel. And only you that have the Torah of Yah in your lap, you can only hear what Yah speaks unto Israel. For the book says that. There were many that Yahshua went to, lawyers or doctors of Torah, but they cannot hear. They cannot perceive that Yah spoke unto them. So the testimony of Yah, it causes the heart of man to be changed. His statutes, the statutes of Yahweh are right. They cause the lamb to rejoice. The lamb rejoicing the lamb, the commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. And that is what the commandment of Yah does. It enlightens us. Yahshua is the command of Yah to declare unto Israel the Bizarak of the word of Yah, the teaching of the word of the power of the living Torah. He is life, for he is Torah. There's life in Torah, and that is where it came from, the bosom of Yah. And everything that comes from the bosom of Yah, it produces life. Yahshua is the life of Yah, not these little fictitious tales and stories we have learned in Christendom. It is not the truth of Yah. That's why we can't get free from our own self-righteousness and the stigma that is upon us. We can't be made free. For whom the word of Yah makes free, for whom Yahshua makes free, they're free indeed. They're free. And that is what the Torah does. It makes us free from the bondage of sin and the power of death. It frees us. We're free. To Shahar. To Shahar. That is to worship Yah. And I want to say this, you cannot worship Yah, as I said this morning, without making a loud noise. You cannot worship Yahweh without a sound flowing from you. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you pretend you are a liar. You cannot worship Yah without a joyful sound. You cannot worship Him without making loud sounds. He commands that of Israel. You can sit here all solid, rebellious. It is to your own damnation and your destruction. This is the command of Yah. Now, I don't want to get sidetracked. I do want to teach what the word of Yah says. For the Torah of Yah is perfect. And that is why Yahshua is perfect. Because he is the Torah of Yahweh. That is what we base his perfection upon. He is the living Torah of Almighty Yah. And because he is the living Torah of Yah, he is the perfectness or the perfection of Almighty Yah. He is complete. The Torah is complete. The Torah is complete. Nishra of Yah is complete. There's no falsehood in it at all. Period. Now in the doctrines of men, by their traditions, we find falsehood. We find all kinds of fault lines in that. But you will not find it in the Torah. You will not find it in the Torah. Well, it says that, and they're doing that today, but yet they're not doing that. The Torah of Yah is complete. His statutes are complete. He says here, and the statutes of Yah are right. All the statutes of Yah are right. Where do we find the statutes of Yah? Don't answer. I will answer. Where do we find the statutes of Yah? Where are the statutes of Yah located? Well, they're located in the Torah. Is Yahshua the fullness of the power of the Torah? He is the fullness of the power of the Torah. So we found the statues in Yahshua HaMashiach. And that's why you don't have to have a Peshat lamb. And that's why you don't have to offer up turtle doves or pigeons. Hallelujah. That's why you don't have to offer up a flower or a meal offering. Because the statutes are found in the Torah. And the Torah is perfect. And when a man understands the power of the statutes of Yah, it rejoices the lev. Because you would be in trouble trying to find a firstborn, would you not be? With the corruption of men, how they're selling oil for their own greed, as it were in the days of Yahshua, in the Bayat of Yah, the Makdash, the Kadosh Makdash, they were selling in there, were they not? To the highest bidder. And so we that without funds, we will be in bad shape. So the statutes of Yah, the limitations of Yah, are found in the Torah. And Yahshua is the living Torah of Almighty Yahweh. So in Yahshua we live, in Yahshua we have our being, and in Yahshua we find the rest of Yah. We have our might in Him. Hallelujah. So those that reject Yahshua, woe unto them. I will start a process today. May not finish it. Because I can never finish it. If I preach it every Shabbat, I can never finish it. Hallelujah. So if I began something and cut it off in the midweek, it is never finished. You will find it as you continue down the derech, the pathway of Yahshua HaMashiach. For He is the Word of Yah made flesh. He is the Torah. And the Torah of Yah is perfect. You will find no faults in the Torah. There are no ills in the Torah. And there is no falsehood in the Torah. I do this to establish your minds for the readiness of what I desire to teach unto you today by the will of Yah. Yeah. Scripture says in Exodus and Shemoth and Exodus, this is the word of Yah. As Yah speaks unto Israel by the mouth of His Nobi, Moshe, I want you all to hear this, because this has great ramifications and identity as I go forth in this teaching or message today, whatever you want to call it. It says in Shemoth in Exodus, in chapter 13, verse 9, it says this. It says, and it shall be a sign unto you upon thine hand, for a memorial between thine eyes, that Yahweh's Torah, is that what it says? So it was not Moshe's Torah, but it was Yahweh's Torah. Well, what is the Torah? It is the living word of Yah, brothers and sisters. Let no one beguile you with their excellent words of speech, their oratorical skills, their theatrics in their conveying a word to you. Be not deceived, my brothers and sisters, by the theatrics of men and women. But it says, and the Torah of Yah, and the Torah of Yah may be in your mouth. Do you all hear that? In the mouth of Moshe, it will be a sign unto Israel that you have the Torah of Yah, that Yah is with you. It will be the strength unto Israel for them to know that I am with them by what things come forth and proceeds out of your mouth, because it will be the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. He says that the Torah of that Yahweh's Torah may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand have Yah brought you out of Mizraim. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in the season from year to year. He says unto Moshe that the Torah of ordinance, of the ordinance of Yah, Whatever is ordinance, whether it's his feast days, whether it is his Shabbat, whether the ordinance of his Torah, of dietary law, we shall observe to do that and to keep that. And do it with passion, brothers and sisters. When a man says he's an obi of Yah, there must be a Torah of Yahweh from his mouth. And now the men of Yah, they speak by the Torah Yeshua. For he is the living Torah of Yahweh. Moshe spoke by the Torah of Yah. And in that Torah, where a man sinned, he was condemned. Now we speak by the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yeshua. For that Torah of Yeshua show, we understand, we are sensitized to the tenderness of Yah, to the mercies of Yah, whereby Israel could not understand that. When a man sinned, two or three witnesses came and reported the sin, they died. And they died without mercy when it was a sin unto death. And yet the Torah of Yeshua speak of the quality and the intrinsic power of the mercies and the tenderness of Yah in the Torah from the beginning. It was because of the rebelliousness of sin in the love of man. Because of his wickedness. And in that Torah of life, Yeshua, we see the beauty and the fullness of the Torah of Hayah. And that is the robustness of Yah's life in Israel. That is the Esha, the blessings of his happiness and contentment. That is a life that is fruitful with the abundance of Yah that flows from the inward parts. Our problem is not the issues that surround us. Our problem is because we don't have one thing flowing out of us. Our problem is inwardly and not externally. Your problem is within your life. That's why you cannot hear what Yah speaks unto you. This is a wicked generation, and the hand of Yahweh is upon it. He's going to bring it down to the depths of hell and darkness. It is not a long time off as it was in the past, but it is nearer than when we first heard the words of the living Torah of Yah. The problem with Israel is not the external thing. Your problem with not believing and submitting unto Yah, it is a thing of the life. It is a thing of the heart. Yah says unto Israel in the Yeshaya. He says in the 51st chapter of Yeshaya, Yah says unto Israel, in chapter 51, verse 5, I want to read. Yah says, my Tzaddik is near, my salvation, my Yeshua has gone forth. And my arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Do we trust in the right arm of Yah? His arm is his Mishra, his Torah of life. Yeshua is the right arm of Yahweh, my brothers and sisters. He is the strength of the power of Yah's kingdom. When we trust in the arm of Yah, he says, lift up your eyes to Hashemayim and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my Yeshua, you all hear that? That this is important. That these things that I'm laying out, I will bring greater clarity when I go forth there. He said, but my Yeshua, my salvation, and that is the Hebraic expression of the word salvation. It is Yeshua. It is Yeshua. He said, but my salvation shall be for how long? Forever. Now that's important to remember. Shall be forever. And my Sudika shall not be abolished. Yah says, listen, Shemaka, guard, observe, hear, listen unto me. You that understand the Tzaddik, or the righteousness of Yah. Yahweh's righteousness, his Tzaddik, is from everlasting to everlasting, is it not? And his Torah, as Dawi declared in Tehillim 119:142, and his Torah is Imuna Imata, it is the truth. Yeshua is the truth of Yah. He is the Word made flesh. He is the perfect Word of Yah. He is the perfect living Word of Almighty Yah. And when a man walks in the Word of Yah, the living Word of Yah, Yahshua, he lives a life that is complete according to Torah. He lives a life that is submerged in Torah. His life is based upon the Mishra, the Torah of Almighty Yah, not these deceptions and lies that has been propagated and sent forth by the lying tongues of false men and women that declare themselves to be the messengers of Yah. They're not the messengers of Yah. For messenger of Yah, the Torah, shall come forth out of his mouth. I said to my wife last night, I had an apostle to call me from California. Do you all hear me? He says he is an apostle. And he called me. I will find out the legitimacy of the man. Hallelujah. For the word of Yah, and that is the power of his Torah, he shall burn in his mouth, like the shulishim of Yahshua, that declared the power of this truth throughout the entire world, that the message of this living Torah was spread to every corner of the world. That's why you have those in the boonies of the far-reach places of Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, that live by the strength and the direction of the Torah of Yah. The life of it may not be revealed unto them, but there are those that by nature obey the Torah of Yah, the seed, the elect of Israel. He shall save all Israel. Now we can become lethargic and drunken in this hour. And the reason why? Because we are not looking up unto our Shemayah. We're looking onto the flesh, and it's one thing the flesh gets. It gets drowsy, it gets sleepy. And when you eat, that's when it really wants to lay down on you, doesn't it? Hallelujah. So we must awaken and Shemakha, hear what Yahweh says. He say, hear me in verse 7. Listen or hearken unto me. You that know Sudika, the righteousness of Yah. Well, what is the righteousness of Yah? Where does it proceed? It proceeds from his bosom. And what comes from his bosom? His Torah. So there can be no Siddiqam without the bosom of Yah being revealed unto Israel. It comes from his inward parts. That's where it comes from. Christianity has duped us. It has messed us up, brothers and sisters. And that is the truth, whether we buy it or not. It's almost impossible to unravel the mess that our minds have been chained and shackled to. That's why we need a living Torah. Yahshua is the perfect Torah, the perfect government, Mishra of Almighty Yah. The people, listen now, the specifically, he identifies not the peoples, but the people out of the peoples. He said the people, that elect, that one, the people in whose what? Say it so I can hear you. Whose heart is what? Now who is this talking? Is this Yah talking? Is this the mouth of a prophecy of the Nobi of Yah? The people in whose love is my Torah. Fear you not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their reviling. So is the Torah of Yah in you? Is the living power of Yahshua in you? We declare that Yahshua is in me of a truth. The people in whose love, whereby Yahshua and the power of Yahshua dwell. Listen, my friend, it is not the expression of your low cheap verbiage. It is the power of the fruit of Yah that flows from that love. So we can speak a nice, excellent game, but it means nothing at all. The Torah of Yah is to judge us, to set the house in order. The people that will listen unto Yah, that will observe and guard his Torah, are those that have the Torah of Yah in their life. There are those that have it in their understanding, and that is what the doctors and the lawyers have, because they challenge the living Torah. I will show us examples of that. I believe and I know that Yahshua is the perfect Torah of Yah, because show me the man's sins. Show me where he sinned in the book. For the covenant of Yah declare the excellence of his power, his birth, and the power of his visitation unto Israel. Show me the man's sin. Show me where he sinned. Show me where he renounced the power of the Abba, or reduced the Abba beneath the power of his character, for he is the character of Yah. That is why the enemy despised the Torah. That is why the raising of this false Jezebel, this whore among us called, quote, Christendom, by a Messiah or by a Christo, a Christ, Jesus, has been one that has turned the eyes away from the Torah of Yah, unquote, truth. And so this Jesus has turned everything that these charlatans of hell, they tell you, well, this Jesus distorts the Torah, lies from the gutter of hell. You can allow your little nickel emotions to play a part of this. We must identify all truths according to what Torah and the covenant of Yah reveals unto us by the mouths of the Navi and by the living power of his Torah, Yahshua. To hell with your feelings and your emotions and the things you're still tied to. To hell with that, because that's where it's going. We must do things Yahweh's way. It's not done by the traditions of men. It's done by the way of the perfect Torah. For the Torah is perfect. Is Yahshua perfect? All right then. So he identifies the character of the Torah. He identifies, for I am the Derech. I am the way of the Torah. And I am the Imatz. I am the truth of the Torah of Almighty Yah. What is that? Do you understand that word Imatz? It means truth, and it identifies the steadfastness, the assurance, the certainty of Yah. But there's also a very valuable component of that as well, that it identifies the Emunah. There are three characteristics of Imatz, and that is the truth, that is an Omein, that we are sure of it, Omein. Omein, that's why people will cry, quote, Amen, unquote, hallelujah. But it is the Omein. Now there is a Greek goddess by the name of Amen. Now that is just the truth, but it is omained, and so it identifies that truth. It identifies the certainty of Yah, his Omein, and it also identifies, it has the connotation of the character of his Emunah, the faith, the faithfulness, the assurance of Yah that we find in Yahshua. For that's what we find in him. Is everything you need in Yahshua? Everything. I find no lack in my life. None whatsoever. There is nothing lacking in my life at all. Period. For in Yahshua I find it all. And the reason you can't find it all is because there is no Torah or the living Torah in your life. It's not there. And that's why you can't find all that I need is in Yahshua. For everything we need is in the Torah. Joy he supplied. Joy he satisfied. See, life would be worthless without the living power of the Torah. Without the living power of the Torah, life would be worthless. It would not even be worth living at all. So here we find this one that declares themselves HaMashiach, the one anointed of Yah, the word from the bosom of Yah. And he stands before a house that says that they know the Torah. And they didn't know the Torah. They didn't know it. Men today that stand in these places, they do not know the Torah of Yah. So I want to revisit a few scriptures from last week. At the beginning of this Bizorak, the teachings of Yah. Yahshua says in Yochanan 14:6. As he spoke unto Thomas, he says, I am the derech, I am the way, I am the way of the Torah, I am the living way of the Torah. And he says, I am the ematz, I am the truth, I am the faithfulness of the Torah, I am the omein of the Torah, I am the steadfastness of the Torah, and I am the surety of the Torah. Now we know that the Torah is perfect. For the Torah of Yah is perfect. For the word of Yah is perfect. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. The word of Yah in our English vernacular, or what we read from the book, it does not, if I may use this expression, it does not express the word of Yahweh. For the word of Yahweh, as Yahshua is, he is the embodiment of the power of life of the bosom of Yah that is revealed through a dialogue with man that can only be related in the power of the knowledge of Torah. And it is based upon laws and stipulations and statutes and ordinances, cannot, can, do's and don'ts. And that's what it is. And so our English vernacular does not express the finite details of this verbiage that Yah speaks unto us. It really doesn't. It's only in Yahshua we must believe. We must believe on Him. And not only Him, but in Him. For He is the Torah. I am the derech, I am the way of the Torah, and I am the omein. I am the steadfastness. I am the emunah, the faithfulness. The Torah is faithful. Surely is the principles, the laws of the Torah of reciprocity. It is not found nowhere but in Torah. And these lion dogs today, they're saying that the people are blessed, they're not blessed. Their homes are ravished by hell. Their children, their minds are demented. Their attitudes are grotesque, shaped by hell. They are not blessed. They are liars, and they are not blessed. You can only find the Esha of the Torah, of the blessings of Yah in the Torah. And the Esha, it does not cause one to be heavy or broken or beat down. There is a happiness that flows from that one because they walk in the Esha of Yah. There are many women that will have to work from 9 to 9. There is no relief, there is no shafat, there is no rest, and they're being driven by hell, by the powers that dominates this world today. There is no liberty at all. So that is not the blessings of Yah. You can only find the Esha of Yah in the Torah of Yah. It is not what these lying dogs are teaching the people today. The Benny Hins and the Snake Jakes. The creeping dollar man out of Atlanta and the Bishop Long Daddy Long. All of these men are liars. They're children of hell. They are usurpers of the message of Yah to transform it into a message that is appeasable unto every kind of adulterous, damnable, wicked spirit there is. You can be a faggot and bounce up in those places. You can be a whoremonger shacking like dogs, and it makes no difference at all. You can be a thief, a drug dealer, you can be a punk, whatever you want. There is no intimidation in the midst of these lying perverters. None whatsoever. And everyone wants to emulate them or imitate them. I do not. And I say this emphatically. I never wanted to be like any of them. I was never impressed with Jim Baker. I was never impressed with any of them. And the day if there was only one man that I thought that had something that was worth garnering from, and that was Jimmy Swagger, the rest of them mounted up to a hill of beans or nothing. I was never impressed with them. I was never moved by their messages. Didn't even listen to them. Hallelujah. I'm not impressed with T.D. Jakes. I'm not impressed with Ron Parsley. I'm not impressed with any of them at all. I am not impressed with it. I am impressed with Yahshua though. Hallelujah. He impresses me. Hallelujah. Super brother impressed me more than they do. Ah, your faithfulness, young brother. Your assurance that you allow my heart to enjoy. I'm impressed with that more than one with a Rolls Royce or Lamborghini. That means nothing. Hallelujah. Is not that the same thing that short tongue trot impress Yahshua with? I give you the kingdoms if you worship me. These men are sacrificing their sons and their daughters unto hell, and that same spirit permeate throughout their congregations and throughout the earth today. The true seed of Israel, they must have the living Torah in them. That must be an evidence of Yahshua in them. And if there's an evidence that Yahshua is in them, it's one thing that will never be destroyed. That is the Nabi and the Torah. He came not to destroy the Torah, nor the Nabis. So if they have no delight in the Torah of Yah, in His Mishra, in His Mishvah, that the laws of Yah, whose commands, His statutes, that derive from His Mishvah, then they are deceivers and liars. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your brother, sister, it makes no difference at all. Your sons and daughter, it makes no difference. That's just the truth. You can fight with me because I am a fighter. I don't mind fighting. Hallelujah. You want to throw down, we can throw down. I have no problem with that at all. I'm fighting the tough fight of Emunah. And I must fight that to keep confidence in this. Hallelujah. So he says, I am the Derek. I'm the way of the Torah. I am the power of Torah delivered unto you. I am that power of Torah. Now he had to have that according to Scripture, according to Torah. If he was a false one, if he was not the perfect power of Torah, then he was a charlatan. Now look at what Scripture says in Devarim. In Deuteronomy 32. As the character of Yahweh, he expects the character of Yisrael. Did Yahshua have the character of Yahweh? Was he the character of Yahweh? Well, this is what Yah says in Devarim 32:3. Scripture says, 32 and verse 3. Because I will publish the name of Yahweh, it says, ascribe or declare you greatness to Yahweh our Abba. Now that is the character of Yah. This is one of his characteristics. Did they not declare that Yahshua was a great man? Did they not declare the greatness of his speech? Did they not declare the greatness of the miracles that no man could do these things unless Yahweh be with him? Did he not send forth the words? What did he send forth the words? And were they healed by the words? And that is what the Torah does. It's not these lying false healings of pity hen and all robbers and teenage snakes. These are not healings. Brothers and sisters, many times our maladies come because of our disobedience to the Torah of Yah, to the dietary Torah of Yah. These are not demons. This is just a witchcraft, rebellious spirit. We don't eat right. We don't sleep right. And we don't labor right. We don't work right. That's why we're sick. That's why we're overweight. We're fat. We're greedy. That's why. Because we just don't do what Yah says. Now you get offended. Just grow up. Eat some strong meat. And say, help me, Yah. That's all you do. Just say, help me. Help me to believe you. But that's our problem because we have gone away from the Torah of Yah, from the dietary principles of Yah, so our bodies cannot expense or expel all of this unnatural stuff that's in us. That's why we're full of poison. We're poisonous machines. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. So he sent forth his word. Listen, Yisrael, Yahshua was sent by Yah, was he not? Was he not sent to heal Yisrael, to bring them back to the Abba? That's what the word is sent to do, to heal you. To heal you of your brokenness. To heal you of your broken heart. Hallelujah. We were wrecked since the robbers got a leg broke, so her tibia was fractured. Hallelujah. So the healing of Yah is not this thing that men say, although that's part of it. But there must be a transformation in the inward parts. Listen, everything that Yahshua did, whether they were palsy, whether they were leprosy, it was a metaphor of the character of the state of Israel. They were unclean. They had not been washed with the full of soap of Yah. The Torah had not been the cleansing power because the Torah was not in the lev. So every healing constitutes this form of
or these maladies that were in Israel. It shows us this disfigured body, this crippled, unnimble man with no power, no resolve, no ability to get up, as the one laid by the pool of Shalom, and yet Yeshua, the living word of Yah, was his cleanser, just like Naaman. All he had to do was dip in the water, and that's all we have to do, is allow the water, the living water, Yeshua, to wash and to cleanse us. Now, I don't want to get distracted, but that's a whole different teaching and preaching that will last until Yeshua comes. But that's what these maladies were for. And so what Shelton has done, he sees the maladies of a deformed people. Say, come on to be healed. Come on, I'm Benny Hinn. Come and get your healing. They're liars. They're not healing no one. They come with those maladies and they leave. The cancerous thing are the cancerous forms of God worship. And the unclean practices among Israel, because we, regardless of what we recognize, we have gone that way. And whatever is sown in us, when you sow a seed, it must come forth. It may lay dormant, brothers and sisters, but it's got to come up. And when the rain comes, it's going to come up. When the true test comes, it's got to come up. Do you all hear me? Is this making sense? It is to me. Hallelujah. So all of these maladies and this deformity among Israel, it was a sign to show the state of Israel. Now in Yeshua we're complete. Hallelujah. He is that offspring of Yosef that he says, bring my bones out of Mizraim. No broken bones, nothing broken in his body. The Torah cannot be broken. The Torah of Yah cannot be broken. Men can try to break it. They can try to dilute it. They can try to say these things are not relevant. It cannot be broken, brothers and sisters. The word of Yah cannot be broken. It is not broke. It is not bankrupt. The word of Yah is what heals us. So it brings us out of this morbid state of mind. It brings us out of this suppression that causes our bodies not to function and to act right. When our bodies don't do that, then the diseases they're incubated in our bodies. And when our minds are not the minds of the Torah, we allow every kind of imagination. We allow every kind of imagination that is evil to incubate in our minds. And then it brings forth this corrupt thing that comes out of us. Hallelujah. I wouldn't mind sitting out there listening to this today, all right? Hallelujah. You know, I said to y'all, brothers and sisters, sometimes on this week, I really haven't had a chance to study like I study. I've opened the scriptures, but I haven't studied. And sometimes I don't know, what am I going to do, Yahweh? How is this going to proceed out of your vessel? I don't know how it's going to come out. I got scriptures here because I tell you where to turn. But there are no notes here to indicate how I go from here to there. It isn't just by the leading of the Ruach of Yah. Hallelujah. So there is no set pattern. It is what we need as Israel to keep us in the derech, or the way of the Torah of Yah, which is His truth. And that is what the way is. It is truth. It is imat. It is truth. Faithfulness. Oh, mine. We need to stay in the way, brothers and sisters. We've gone out of the way. We need to get back. So the word of Yah, he'll strive a greatness unto his name, unto Yahweh, his mighty name. And that's what they ascribe unto Israel, did they not? When they came out of Mizraim, who is this one that delivered them from Pharaoh's grip? Verse 4, it says, Yahweh is the Sifa, the Kifa, the Kepha. He is the rock. Come on, he is what? Come on, talk to me, Israel. He is what? He is the rock. He is the rock. He is the rock. The. Emphatically, he is the rock. His work is what? His work is what? Told me, you mean the work of Yah is perfect? Is Yahshua the work of Yah? Is he the word made flesh? So he was perfect. He's the work of Yah. Are we the work of Yah? We are perfect in Yahshua, in the power of the living Torah. His work. His work is perfect. He did everything by the work of his words, by his mouth. Hallelujah. 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 It's amazing that when he made man, and there's much to this in scripture, that when he formed him out of the dust, there was something specific about man that he wanted to touch him. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy is against man. That's why the enemy does everything, men, to destroy men, to remove them from Torah, from the life of Yahshua. I'm telling you this. For man cannot walk in the strength and the power of Yah unless Yahshua is his mindset, or the mindset of Yahshua is in him, and the derek of the path of Yahshua is his walk. He can never. But he took time to form man from the dust of the earth. And he said, this thing is special. And even Hoshimam, the heavens look and they observe this mighty power of Yah forming this thing out of the dust. Our minds cannot fathom the greatness of Yah. We can look up in Hoshimam, we cannot fathom the greatness of the sun, the power of it and the magnitude. I cannot. There's nothing descriptive among us that can express that. And they began to see this in short time, began to see the shaping of this thing. And when it lay dead, there was nothing there. And yet there was a Torah of life that was breathed into him. And out of his mouth came the Torah. He gave the Torah unto man. He gave the Torah unto the man. He gave the Torah unto the man. And Shatan knows that if he can destroy the Torah of the man, he can bring down any populace, any people, peoples, any nations. And that is what he has done. Where are the men today? None. Can even find men. Hallelujah. A far and few in between. Every now and then, there's a wayfaring man that walks on the highway. And because the enemy has ravished the woman assembly, these whorehouses, these churches, don't ascribe that unto Yah or his assembly. It is the assembly of the tabernacle, not a whorehouse where every kind of whorish power dwells and abides. I'm in the body of Yahshua and not the body, quote, of Jesus Christ, unquote. In the body of HaMashiach. He is the anointed one of Yahweh. That's who he is. For he is the word of power. He is the word of Yah breathed from his bosom. He says in verse 4, Yahweh is the rock. His work is Tomi. It is perfect. It is complete. And some of his ways, Yahshua said that he is the derek. He is the derek. Did he say that? So he said all of the ways of Yah what? There are ways of what? There are ways of mishpatim. They are just ways. His ways are just. That's what he said. Is not judgment just? When one do a truly honest mishpatim or make mishpat judgment, and it does it from the Sadiq of the Torah, it is just. And so all the ways of Yah, they are just. There are ways that judge us. There are ways that corrects us. That we will not fall from the Ahava, the mercies and the kindness of Yah. I don't want to fall from that. All have fallen. Man. That doesn't include you. All have fallen. That doesn't include you. All have fallen. That doesn't include you, Yisrael. And fallen short. The kabod, the honor, the splendor, the excellence of Almighty Yah, all have fallen. Yahweh said, I will give you a living Torah. The excellence of that Torah and that truth in Yeshua. For he is that Torah of life. For he is your Yahshua. Yeshua is our salvation. Let no one beguile you with that. He is our salvation unto the Abba, unto Yahweh. That's what he is. And that's why the enemy has caused the maturation or the maturing of this false religion in the world today. And so they all compare themselves. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. They all came from the bosom of Abraham. Oh, it may have come from his bosom. Islam, Ishmael, and the falseness of those Kohen, Kohim, of Israel to perpetuate a false doctrine that caused men to be weighed down on the obligations and burdens whereby they could not even master those burdens. That's why Shatan has weighed down the people today. Shatan has weighed them down under the yoke of the burden of this world. The yoke of Yahshua is easy. And his burden is light. The Torah is easy. The burden of the Torah is an easy burden. The weight of the Torah is a lightweight. It's a lightweight. Is he not the living word? So if he's the living word, then he amplified the power of Torah. Is it? Did he not? So the Torah is not a heavy burdensome thing. Well, I got to do that. I got to do this. That's not burdensome to me not to murder my brother or murder one. It's not a burden to me not to hate my brother. I rather love my brother. It's not a burden. It's not a burden to remember the Shabbat. It's not a burden not to take his name in vain. That's not a burden to me. It's a delight. It's an honor that he will put that in my love, that I will desire to do it. And even when I fall, that his word, Yeshua, his Torah, restores me. The Torah condemns, but the Torah also restores one. When a man did not do right by his neighbor, he had to restore unto him what he had done wrong. So that's what the Torah does. It also restores as well. And that living Torah came to restore Israel. It came to bring us back to the bosom of Yah where he wants us. A man that loves his wife, he loves her to light his bosom every now and then. He wore a veil. He wore a head in his bosom. A man doesn't love his wife. He doesn't put a head in his bosom. You get quiet on that one. Hallelujah. You like to put the head there. Or just to feel the thump of my heart. Just feel that. For what reason? Just feel it. For what? Hallelujah. That's what we feel when we're in the bosom of Yah. Yahshua is the heart of Yah. He cannot express his Ahava. This is a damn ignorant generation. He cannot express his Ahava, his great love in no other way. He said, I pull it out of my heart. Do you all hear that? He said, I pull it out of my heart. And the natural sense is like a man saying to a woman, you're ripping my heart out. You just tearing my heart apart. I will, my brother. That's what it's like. And that's what Yah did. He said, I'll pull it out of my heart. Rip it out. But I'll give you something that is alive and sure. And it's Satan. That's what he did. He pulled this out of his heart. Hallelujah. He pulled this out of his bosom. He pulled this Torah out of his bosom. He did not look at something and make it on the condition of man. He made it on the condition of whom he is and the love that he had when he made man. That's what he based this thing on. That's all right by me. That's the condition of Izahava. It's a government of Shemishra that is perfect, that is Tomi, it is complete. There is nothing, no chinks in this armor. Hallelujah. Yeah, he pulled it out of his inward parts. He wants us in his bosom. That's what Yahshua came to do, to restore us, to bring us back. That's what the word of Yah does bring us, that we can sense the tenderness of his love. We can hear the heartbeat of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can sense his heartbeats. We know his heartbeats. Because when his heart beats, it beats of us. That blood ran down on Calvary of Yahshua. Every drop, it was for us. It's for you, my friend. Every drop of blood. We don't understand the reality of that because our minds are so fogged out and so bound by sin and wickedness, our own self-righteousness. You got to get bathed up and clothed up, honey. You need a wash like Israel when they came out. They had to go wash up and get themselves clean. And you got to put on the Sadiq garment of the Sadiqness or the righteousness of the Torah of Yahweh. His Torah is right. These loud dogs have undressed the folks. They're naked. They're so naked. That's why the women dress like hoes and whores and sluts. And the men effeminate and faggots. And with their pedicures and their nail cures and all. It's from hell. I like calluses in my hand. I don't want my hand soft as baby's butt. No, I don't want that. No. I don't want them like that. I want some toughness there. It's a sign of a little labor when your hands are that way. Hallelujah. So Yah wants us in his bosom. The word is to restore us. Is Yahshua the word of Yah? He is. Did he not go back unto where he came from? He ascended from above. Did he not? Then we got to go back from where we were created from. From above and not from beneath. We need to get in the bosom of Yah. And the only way you're going to know you're walking in the bosom of Yah is by the power and the revelation. And that is the revealing of the practicality of the Torah through the Ruach, through the living spirit of Yahshua. It is the Ruach to give power unto the Torah. That's why those on the day of Shavuot there, when the Ruach was poured out there, and they demonstrated that with the power of Yah. It was a demonstration of the power of Yah. They didn't act like they once acted. They didn't talk. They didn't walk like that. It was the power of his Ruach poured out. When Yahshua was in the Mikdash, what did he? Did they gave him the scroll of the book of Yeshaya? Did they not? Did he read from it? Did he read from it? He read from that, and the Torah, Moshe, and the Torah spoke of him. What book was he talking about? He's talking about the books that we're reading out of. He's talking about Devarim. He's talking about Exodus. He's talking about Numbers. That's where he's found. He's found there, for he is the Torah of Yah. I don't care what these liars, doctors, and lawyers say. Well, where is he? Well, I don't care what Judaism teach. I know what the book teaches. Hallelujah. He's in the stroll, Israel. And I'm glad of that. I'm glad of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His ways are just. He is an almighty one of what? One of what? Come on, Yisrael. He's one of what? Truth. For his Sadiq is from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is what? The truth. He's the almighty of truth. And without iniquity, just and Sadiq, or righteous, is Yahweh. Now I read to us from Yeshaya, hear you that hear, have the Torah of Yah in your left. You don't hear because you have no living Torah. You don't want the witness of Yahshua. The witness gives strength. If you're in a battle, it's always well when someone comes along to help you, isn't it? It's almost struggling to move something heavy. And sometimes I look at the wood these brothers bring in. I say, how did they get that up and bring that here? I know they didn't pick that up. That makes me cringe by looking at it. Yes, I go over to the woods area and I look at some of those logs and I say, how in the world did they hoist that up? Huh? I'll tell you, that loads get awful light when you got 5, 6, 7 brothers on that. Makes as though that your part is little of anything, doesn't it? And so it is in this labor that that when you find someone to come along and to bear those burdens, is that what Yahshua is? Is he not a burden bearer? Is that the word of Yah? Will they not bear our burdens? We can find our burdens bared up. We can take it to the word of Yah. And we can find the remedy for our burdens in the Torah. Can we not? Look at the life of David. What do you think he resorted to? The Torah? And that's where Yahshua expressed the power of his identity from the Torah of Yah, because he said, I am the words. I am the word of Yah. I am the Derek. I am the way of the Torah. I am the Yemata. I am the faithfulness. I am what faithfulness is. That's what he is. He is what faithfulness is. He is what you cannot find faithfulness but in Yahshua. He is the faithfulness of Yah. Hallelujah. You find faithfulness no other way. Now turn back to Yochanan. John 1, verse 14. Yahshua says, the word of Yah says, the word of Yah says, and the word, the Torah, was made flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld his kabod, the honor, the kabod as the only, does it say that? The only begotten of the Abba. Now, is the word of Yah full of love? Is that what it says? And we beheld the word of Yah. We beheld the son of Yah, Yahshua. The word of Yah full of unmerit ahava. So you tell me that the Torah is filled with unmerit love that we don't even deserve. Come on, Yisrael. Let us wake up. We are a drunken generation. That's what the word of Yah is. That's what the Torah is. These dogs today, this is what the Torah is. They will tell you, well, Yah's love, well, his word, the Torah, is full of the unmerited love, the Ahava of Yah. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. Where are you going to find the Ahava, the love of Yah, without examining the Torah? Tell me where you're going to find it. Yahshua is the word made flesh. And we beheld the only begotten. And that is why we, the word being born again, doesn't express the true identity of who we are. But we are the begotten of Yah. We are the begotten. We are begotten of Him by the birth of the begotten of the living Torah. That's why Nicodemus could not understand Yahshua. Yahshua said, you must be begotten. You must be begotten. There must be a life of the living power of Torah in you. Was not Nicodemus, was he a Pharisee? Was he not a learned man in Torah? Yet he could not see the light of the Torah. He was among them. He was the light of the Torah. And the world did not even comprehend him. That's why folks cannot comprehend Yahshua. That's why they reject His name. Brothers and sisters, listen. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy. You're not going to take the name of Yah in vain to say it's empty, to say it's worthless. I don't care who you are. You cannot comprehend His name. You cannot comprehend the Son. If you do not accept the Abba, His name, you cannot accept the Son. Now, you can accept all the false derivatives and the false names, but there is only one name. That His name and His word and Yah, their names are equal, and there is nothing that has the kabod or the honor like the name of Yah and Yahshua, because He is the living power of Torah that saves Israel. What are we saved by? Some kind of magical formula? Or is it by the words that Yah speaks that saves us? It is the word of Yah that saves us. We are saved by the power of the living word of Yah. We are saved because He promised to save Israel. We are saved because of His honor. We are saved because He declared it. It is not some kind of magical portion or some little stars He sprinkles. It is the word. We know we are saved because of the word.
Because the Torah gives us assurance.
Oh, people will say, honey, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. Can't nobody tell me I ain't saved. Well, honey, if you don't know what the Torah says, you don't know if you're saved. Hallelujah. Yah's going to save Israel. What a man is saved, he has the Torah in his life. Hallelujah. The enemy, he wants to beguile us. But Yah is going to raise up men today that have strength of knowledge. There will be men that are strong. And their pattern of life will be an example that we know that one is walking in the light of the Torah. He's going to raise up men like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I long to see. For we're in a time whereby there must be men of great strength and of the character of Yahshua to declare the whole counsel of Yah unto Israel. We must have the whole counsel. We must. We must, brothers and sisters. This is elementary truth, but we need it, don't we? Oh, I know I do. Hallelujah. And this is no pre-rehearse, all right? This flows by the Ruach of Almighty Yah. No pre-rehearse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Yahshua is this Torah. He is the Torah of Yah made flesh, full of free unmerited love, free of the favor of Yah. Has He not shown us favor? Sure He has. And full of the imats and full of the truth. So the word is perfect. Yochanan 1:14. So if Yahshua was not full of that, then he was a deceiver. Or there shall be many Christos and many Christs. There shall. But there's only one HaMashiach. There's only one anointed of Yah that has come to declare unto us the power of the living Torah of Yah in flesh. We strive to walk in that perfection. That's why we must consider Him. And we don't consider nothing. Shame upon Israel. I don't want my life to be like it was yesterday. I don't want to walk like I did yesterday. If you don't see a maturation and a maturity from day to day, I don't want to be young again. I don't want to be 35. I don't want to be 45. I want to be what I am. I don't want to regress. I want to go forth in Yahshua. I want to see the promise of this living word. That's what I long to see one day. I'm going to see that. I don't want to regress. I don't want to go back. I don't want to say if I was 30 years younger. No. My mind was not developed 30 years ago like it is now. I would not have the experience with Yah like I have now 30 years ago. based upon zeal and strength of my youthfulness. Now it's based upon reliance upon Yah, upon the might of Yahshua. For I find nothing in me that gives me the strength but the living word of Yah. I find nothing of my anatomy that can give me strength but the living word of Yah. So I don't want to go back. I want to press forth. Hallelujah. The march is almost over with. I want to press forth. So the word of Yah is full of all. Yahshua is the word. He's the Torah made flesh. For Yah so loved the world. They quote that, don't they? That he gave his only begotten son. So it shows us that Yahshua, he could not have lied because he was full of truth. He was full of love. He was full of favor. He was full of the kindness of Almighty Yah. He was full of it. And the Torah, you find all that, brothers and sisters. This week generation says, well, it tells us what we cannot do. Well, I'd like to know what I cannot do because I have a great liberty to do what he wants me to do. Hallelujah. I want to do what he wants me to do. And not what I can't do. That's irrelevant. But what I can do, what? In all things, I can do all things in Yahshua. I can please Yah. I can walk straight. I can live circumspectly. I can honor my Abba. I can honor the Son. I can hover my brothers and sisters. I can do according to the diction of the Torah. We need a living truth. You're not going to make it with the dead words. We need a word that calls that which is in us to come alive. Hallelujah. Yeah, it takes a little hollering. When a parent says to the child, don't do that, the child doesn't hear it. When the parent raises the voice, a few decimals, they hear it. Do they not? And they immediately turn with attention. Come on, Yisrael. The world shows you that in the arenas. When the ball players are losing, the fans get to booing them. And when they began to boo, it shows their disapproval, does it not? And the more they show their disapproval, the more they lose. And then they began to show some kind of grit. They began to come back. And the fans began to cheer them on. The more they cheer them on, they find strength that they never knew they had. That's what the word of Yah does. That's what the Torah does. It cheers us on into the derrick of the way of the Torah to make us walk according to the truth of the derrick of the emet of the Torah. He's the word that's made flesh. And that's what Yahshua is. The power of our cleansing was not Yisrael when they had to be cleansed, or the cleansing of Yisrael. Does the Torah teach that? Come on, Yisrael, it teaches that. I'll show you that. But it teaches us the purification, the cleansing, and the set apartness. Now, my brothers and sisters, if we're not doing that today, we better have a cleansing power that cleanses us and set us apart. Do you all understand that? For the Torah of Yah is for everlasting. The statutes of Yah, they are right. They are just. They're everlasting. Yahshua in his prayer unto the Abba, Yochanan 17:17, he says to the Abba, what a profound word. And he could not use any other words. He cannot pray by any directive but by the Torah. He cannot pray this prayer in Yochanan 17:17, but how or what was the manifestation of the Torah? He says here, he says, Yah, sanctify them, set them apart through what? Your truth. Are we set apart through the truth? Is Yahshua the truth of Yah? Are we set apart through the truth? Does not Yahshua set us apart? Come on, Yisrael. Can I ask you what prayer or how was this prayer developed? Was it developed out of the Tanakh or the Torah? Sure it was. He learned how to pray tefillot by the instructions of the Torah. He knew what the Torah said. He said, Yah, sanctify them, set them apart through your truth. And Yahshua declares that he is the Derek and the Imat, the truth. Did he come to set us apart? Did he come to set us apart to serve in the Shahar or to worship Yahweh? Did he come to do that? That's what the truth does. And that's what the truth does. It set us apart. It sanctify us. It sanctifies us, if I must use that expression. So his prayer was, set them apart through your truth. Well, what is the truth? Is the Torah truth? The Tzaddik of Yahs from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is the Emet, the truth, right? Is Yahshua the word of Yah made flesh? Is he the Emet of Yah? Are we set apart or sanctified by the Torah or not? We're sanctified by the Torah. This would have been a false prayer if he had said, set them apart by the way of King Ahasuerus. Nah. He said, set them apart, Yah. Set them apart through. Through. You must come through the Torah. You must come. These are thieves and they're robbers. And they're trying to find a way in Christendom. They're trying to find a way in these false religious practices. But you must come through. He says, sanctify, set them apart through. Is he not the living Torah? So you must come through that life of the Torah, of the life of Yahshua, in order to be set apart. And if you're not set apart through the Torah, you're not set apart.